It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Mornell with KRWG News. The Las Cruces Sun News reports that two New Mexico State University students who flew back to the borderland earlier this month after studying abroad in Italy are under self-quarantine as a cautionary measure against coronavirus. The Sun News reports that the students are under a 14-day voluntary quarantine in their homes, one in El Paso and another in Truth or Consequences. The New Mexico Department of Health's website reports that after 87 tests, no COVID-19 cases have been detected in the state. New Mexico's largest public school district is reminding employees that federal immigration agents are not allowed on school grounds unless they have a warrant. A memo to principals in the Albuquerque Public Schools comes after the Trump administration announced plans to crack down on so-called sanctuary cities. The New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown reports.
The Albuquerque School District has the most kids in the state, and its policy prohibits federal agents from coming onto a school campus unless they have a warrant. Brendan Baca, who manages the district's Refugee and Newcomer Supports Program, says the memo follows a February statement from city officials referencing a recent surge in local arrests by ICE.
It was in response to the activity that we've seen throughout the city. There has been about a tenfold increase in the number of detentions by ICE in Albuquerque.
I'm Roz Brown.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. The city of Las Cruces announced this week that interim city manager Bill Studer has stepped down from his role. Studer is among the five finalists for the open city manager position. The city says Public Works Director David Maestas will serve as interim city manager while the city gets closer to hiring a new city manager. Commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts on the city's search so far.
The Las Cruces city manager search still includes Bill Studer and assistant city manager David Dollahan. Some city employees want anybody but these two. Some say the two stood silent or facilitated missteps by former manager Stuart Eade. Eade also had a dictatorial management style. The combination of questionable actions and abrasiveness damaged employee morale, which might heal better in a wholly fresh environment. Although some call Dollahan abrasive, everyone credits him with really knowing the nuts and bolts of city government after 30 years. His suspension in 2013 also seems relevant, but shouldn't dominate consideration of Dollahan. For 3 years while at work, Dollahan had spent a lot of time reviewing pornographic websites on his city computer in violation of city policy. This came to light when his computer caught a virus. The IT people who got rid of the virus spotted all the hardcore porn sites. Because some used young or teen in their titles, the Las Cruces police inspected Dollahan's hard drive and determined that he had not committed criminal activity. Dollahan was allowed to take unpaid leave for 3 days of his choice. By the way, he politely refused to discuss his candidacy with me. People associate Studer with Eade. If he gets the job, that won't help convince employees his is a truly new regime. There are also allegations that he said he doesn't believe in human-caused climate change. Our city council, most citizens, and the vast weight of scientific investigation say otherwise. When I asked, Studer said he definitely agreed humans are having an impact, but, quote, "I'm just not sure of the magnitude of that impact." Former county manager Julia Brown didn't make the second cut, although personally I like and respect her, and both praised and criticized her while she was county manager. I understand the council's doubts. Managers must please a changing set of non-expert elected officials. Brown's independent streak is an admirable character trait that councilors might not love in a city manager. It's tough to steer the right course among competing interests or between instructions and good sense, tactfully. The council may have missed a potential star in Len Sossaman. I know he's a gray-bearded white guy from the southeast, but I read up on him and talked to folks who knew him and was impressed. Sounds like he inspires employees rather than shouting, "My way or the highway," and speaks frankly to his bosses without being abrasive. People say he's smart and has vision. I'll bet you a beer he makes someone a hell of a city manager. The other three finalists are Los Lunas Village Administrator Greg Martin and two promising younger people who've not yet been a city or county manager, Veronica Soto of San Antonio and Kenneth Young of Loudoun County, Virginia. I don't yet know enough about any of the three to offer an opinion.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.